Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome in. This is Loretta McNary, and you are listening to Loretta McNary Live. And we are, tell you right off the bat, having major technical problems, but it's going to be okay. So just hang in there with us, and we'll get everything working. We have a call into the tech gurus of Blog Talk, so we should just give us a, probably another 60 seconds or more. And you will be listening to Loretta McNary Live. And as you know, my very special guest is Karen Parsons. You know her best probably as Hillary Banks, but she is, of course, an actress. She's producing a web series. She has a nonprofit organization that we're going to talk about. And she's just amazing, so amazing. If you loved her and on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you're going to really, really love what she has been doing since then. And, of course, you know, she's played in other movies and sitcoms, and but she's doing her own thing, and she's making sure that African-American, well, not just African-Americans, but we all know about the history. You know, our famous people, because a lot of people know, you know, like the Martin Luther Kings and, you know, the Harriet Tubmans. Well, I won't even say a lot of people know that. We want to say that they do, but so what she does is she tries to make sure that African-American history is not forgotten. So just give me a few moments, and the next time you hear me, I will be online with Karen Parsons. Hold on just a moment. Thank you.
music now.
All right, everybody, we're back, and my apologies for all these technical difficulties. This is amazing how you have to keep pressing on when things are not going as smoothly as you would hope. But thanks for those who are still tuning in to Loretta McNary Live, and Karen will be calling in just a second. She called me to say that she was trying. She could hear me, but she couldn't get on. So hopefully she's going to call in. So we'll only have about 12 minutes left in the show. She's agreed to reschedule, but I want to go ahead and get these 10 minutes on that we have, because you got to keep pressing. You know, things are going to come at you, but you just got to keep pressing on, and we'll make it all happen and all works if you just don't quit and give up, which I got to tell you, I was thinking about it this morning. I was so saying, okay, you know what, but I just kept on, you know, trying to figure this thing out, so I asked her to give me 60 seconds, and then she was going to call in because I wanted to make sure that I was in. So thank you guys so much for holding and for listening. If you want to call in, 347-539-5772, 347-539-5772 will get you in, and hopefully we can take a couple of calls. As soon as Karen calls in, we'll go straight to her, and she is calling in now, so let me bring her in. Hi, Karen. Welcome in to Loretta McNary Live.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm well. How about yourself?
Oh, ask me in another 30 minutes.
I know. That was fun.
But as you know, being a working mom and, you know, owning your own business, so you know how things, when they don't just roll out perfectly, you just got to keep pressing through.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the idea to quit was certainly there. But I don't want to waste a lot of time on that. I'm just so excited. Everybody knows you from Fresh Prince, and of course my sons know you from Major Payne and some other things, Lush Life and stuff that you've done. But I really wanted to talk about your own things that you're working on with your web series and your nonprofit.
Right. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I have a nonprofit organization called Sweet Blackberry. And as you were saying earlier, the Sweet Blackberry's mission is to bring little-known stories of African-American achievement to kids everywhere and to their siblings, older siblings and parents, who were finding that even though we geared our stories towards smaller kids, because of the subject matter, because there's stories that we don't often hear of, everyone's leaning in to hear more about them. So we want to make sure everybody is involved. It's nice to have the whole family watch their animated stories of real people that are fascinating stories, but the textbooks don't have them in there.
I know. I wonder how you get a textbook written, because that would be something so amazing. I'm sure other people have probably tackled this, but I really like how you are doing it, because we know that if we can reach our children, we can keep it going.
Well, that's the thing. And also because the kids, if they come up with this, it's just part of the world they know. They just are introduced to these stories, not later. And I like the idea of getting the kids early when the stories are fantastic to them, when they're just these amazing stories, as opposed to, okay, here's the date, you have to memorize this date, and this is very serious. And, you know, so I know for me, a lot of history was presented to me in a really stern kind of castorial way. That's how it was delivered to me, and it made me back up. It kind of repelled me. And it wasn't until I was later in life and it wasn't being forced on me that I was able to open up and become very interested and excited about history. And so I think there's something to getting young kids, and you know, the way we know fairy tales, like the back of our hand, we know everything about Little Red Riding Hood because we were just entranced by the story, right? If we can do that with if we can do that with kids about real people and plant the seeds that this is a real person, and they go into their life knowing about all of these people, and this is all children, you know, not just black kids, all kids, to know about all these different people and their contributions. They're going to grow up in the world looking at race and contributions to this country very different, very differently. They look at themselves and their neighbor and everyone's value very differently if they grow up knowing how much, you know, everyone has contributed.
Definitely, and how it plays into our everyday lives and how intricate every little detail that we do every day, African Americans have played a part in making something happen within that. So I want everybody to know we're talking about her nonprofit called Sweet Blackberry, and you can go to her website after the show, www.sweetblackberry.org. It's an educational organization that through media is dedicated to bringing the stories of little known African American history to children everywhere. Sweet Blackberry Films have received the Parents' Choice Award and Learning Magazine Teachers Award, and among others, and have enjoyed a long run on HBO and HBO Family. So what's next for you? Do you have some new things, or where can we find some archived shows to watch?
Well, with Sweet Blackberry, you can visit our website and see what's going on with us. We have some revamping that's going on, though, so I would let anyone know there's a few things up there that need to be updated, and they will be soon. We're working on these things right now. But we also have some really interesting partnerships, which I can't say a whole lot about right now, but hopefully in the next few months. I'm very excited about some things that were a little unexpected and really exciting. So, you know, we'll see.
You'll have to come back on and share with us maybe like the first of the year or something, whenever you can start sharing. Because
I'll be saying
just
a whole lot about
now.
It.
I'm like, it's like knowing a secret, but I can't really know it all right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Tell us about your web series then, The Mommy and Chief.
Oh, yeah, Mommy and Chief. Mommy and Chief is on madamnoir.com. So it is on the magazine, web mag. Madame Noir. So if you go to www.madamnoir.com/mommyandchief, that's where the series is, and it's a parenting program for, you know, moms out there trying to figure it all out with a little help from other moms and other people and other fathers that have input, valuable input. We're actually having some people on coming up soon that aren't parents at all, but you know, have a lot of valuable input. And you can find the shows. You can find, we're in our second season. We just started the second season. And both seasons are available on the website, madamnoir.com/mommyandchief.
Okay, so we have a few more minutes left. But you know what? We got to give some people, you know, they want to hear about Fresh Prince and your role with Hillary Banks and if there's going to be ever a reunion and if you're going to do anything on TV that we can look forward.
Everybody's talking about reunion all the time. I don't see that happening. I really don't see that happening. You know, it's good. But for me,
I was hoping it would be a spinoff of your own show because you had your own following. We all tuned in because we loved your quirkiness, and you were a diva long before everybody started saying the word diva on TV. So I would love to see you do something like that.
Well, it almost happened. We started going down that road. Quincy Jones Entertainment, his company, was interested in doing a show of a Hillary spinoff, and it did make sense actually because she was kind of in her own orbit, so she didn't want to work for her to spin away. But it was one of these strange things where it turned out there were so many people attached to the show that if they broke it off, so many people would have to be attached to it that it ended up not being very lucrative. So they lost interest because they were like, "Isn't that going to make?" Nobody's going to really make money on it.
But there's no better time than now for not only African-American girls, but all girls to see a positive role model. I mean, because you shared your experiences when things didn't, I mean, it wasn't a perfect life. Although you had all this money, but you still had some issues, too, which people have to understand that's real life.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I never would call Hillary a role model.
No, but it was, I mean, girls deal with that. It was like you were the all-American girl. You had issues, of course. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And money didn't solve those things because you still had to figure out things all girls do. You know what I mean? That's the part that I'm talking about. It was real.
And I agree with you. If she had been spun off, I think you could, because as it was, the role that Hillary served on the show was a different kind of role than she would have been if she had had her own show. And if she had her own show, yeah, he would have focused much more on this single woman who's grown up with not given all the tools that she needed. Not because her parents didn't mean well, like a lot of parents, and I'm a parent now, and I understand how you can look up one day and go, oh, my God, have I spoiled my kid?
See, that's what I'm going for, that right there, because that's the thing that we do for we use that as Band-Aids, I think, in parenting. We try to give them everything material, but we're not really doing a good job of making sure they're intact as a person with these holistic values and knowing that, you know what, life is not going to always be at your beck and call. Yeah. Things are going to happen. I have a call. I want to take a call real fast because I know these people. Do you mind if we take one call or so?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay, let me go in here and see if I can. Hi, caller 901-755. You're on the air live with Loretta McNary. Hi, caller. Did you want to say anything or are you just listening?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. I'll put you back on. Okay, so what I was saying is we need that kind of thing, though, Karen. Don't you agree? We need more of that on TV or on the website, on the internet somewhere where girls can go and see this.
Yeah, I agree, and hopefully we'll see some more of that. I mean, we've got, I know they're trying here and there, you know, to do some of that, and we'll see. I've seen some shows come and go where they were aiming for it, and you know, everybody's got to be on the same page, I think, and understand, come from the same place. Like we were saying with Hillary's thing, when it's really clear that somebody who came from, you know, from a good upbringing, quote unquote good upbringing, but wasn't given the proper tools, and now she's, you know, in her 20s out in the world and can't function. You know, I think there are a lot of girls who could benefit from that specific. you know, watching
and a lot of adult girls too can benefit mm-hmm. from that. We're having to figure it out on the fly.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad place to be. That's okay too. So what's next? Are we going to see you on TV, or are you just going to come? Because you know everybody's looking at the internet now for everything. So I know your web series will do really well. But I would love to see. How about a remake of Major Payne? You're so awesome in that too.
That's so funny. God, I haven't heard anything about that, and but we had a lot of fun doing it. I don't see a Major Pain too. That would be like a long time after the fact.
I think when you find something that works, you should stick to it. You should just, you know, capitalize on it because we have a video and we still watch it all the time. So I'm very proud of you that even though you're not doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and you know, not so many movies, I don't know, but people are picking you up and still talking about you, you still get a really good buzz. So we love to see you more on the big screen, the small screen, and everywhere else.
Oh, thank you. We'll see what happens. I mean, right now I have two kids of my own, and Sweet Blackberry and Mommy and Chief, and it's, you know, it takes right now.
Your hands are full, we know. But
yeah.
We're going to support Sweet Blackberry and Mommy and Chief. I'm going to make sure that we get those websites up and everything. And I just thank you for your patience and for, you know, calling back in and being my guest, and hopefully you'll come back and share the real exciting, unexpected news that you have.
Yeah. We'll definitely keep in contact because I would love to share that when something's actually there to talk about, actually happened.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Well, hopefully, you know, I'll talk to you soon. And when I'm in New York, I'll give you a call. How about that? And when you're in Memphis, you call me.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Loretta.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Loretta McNary Live. As always, think positive, dream big dreams, help someone along the way. And we will talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Loretta McNary Live. Goodbye.